Chris, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Rob. I do a freestyle rap, which is rap made up on the spot, improvised, based on the suggestions of audiences.
So you need some help with this now?
Yeah, that would be
just to prove how good you are at it. So what are you after, Chris?
So I would like five words, five topics, phrases, concepts. It doesn't have to be single words. The best ones I've had in the past are 9th century crop rotation, Afghani irrigation ditches, geographic sinkhole concentrations.
I'll tell you what, we're putting this one around the office as well. So.
Oh, yeah, great idea.
Journalistic type. Do you know what they're like?
Yeah, and because I'm in Oxford, I cannot. There's no way me seeing what words you're suggesting. So it's quite good.
They're coming in already. When do you want them?
Just before. I don't need any time on them at all. The smallest amount of time, the better.
It's like like a magician, isn't it? Showing you a pack of cards.
Kind of.
I show you the cards or not?
Yeah, people think it's like this kind of Derren Brown-esque mind trick, and they think I plant words in people's heads with suggestion. And what I say a lot of the time is, don't give me food or animals, because they're so common. And I can tell you what the brain will think of. Like, people go flowers, housing, dogs, football, cats, or rugby, cricket. And you're like, you know they come up all the time, so you ban them.
Really building up to something here, because we're going to close with this rap. Cool. Would you like me to reveal the topics, or would you like to have a little guess as to what you might?
I'm not going to guess, because again, I've not spent enough time in Lincolnshire to read the minds of the populace.
All
but
right.
If you give me the
okay,
go,
Darren.
And I'll have my beat ready here.
Right.
It will be kind of slightly in the background, so do excuse the audio quality.
Would you slip into an American type rap voice?
I can. It does tend to happen, just all because right. Rapping in an English accent sounds tremendously awkward.
All right, here we go then. Don't forget, Chris Turner, Racing Minds, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, Tuesday 3rd of November, Tuesday 15th of December. Looking forward to this. So you've no idea what these topics are until we came up.
No.
Alex in Lincoln says the new Bond film.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Roger, autumn shows its colourful palette. Some vibrant...
That's an incredible suggestion.
Oh, you're worried now?
No. That's brilliant. These are great.
Goodness knows where this one came from. Joe in Lincoln, police boxes and parsnips.
Police boxes and parsnips. The autumn shows its colourful palette. The James Bond film Spectre. Cool.
Do you want any more?
Yeah, some more, yeah.
Joanna in Lincoln, Harry Potter tickets selling fast.
Great, yeah.
And Abby in Lincoln, How to Be the Perfect Gentleman. That, I think, reflects...
These are incredible.
It's a story in the news today, that, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Do you want one more, or is that it?
I think that's enough. That's about six. So we have parsnips, police boxes, the autumn shows its colourful palette, Harry Potter tickets selling fast, and the new James Bond film, How to Be the Perfect Gentleman. This is going to be a freestyle rap based on those suggestions. It's entirely made up. None of it is written down. And it's going to be better than you expect it to be. Yo, here we go. Let me freestyle flow the rocks. I want to feel safe, so get inside the police box. Yeah, and much bigger on the inside, because this police box, it's a TARDIS that hides behind the facade. Yeah, blue panels. I get in there, I feel safe, like a warm flannel on my face after a long jumbo jet flight. And over there, look down to my right, I see I work hard, I harvest and toil, produce a parsnip from under the soil. Get it out there, I have a little root round, a little root vegetable has been found that's round at the top but tapers at the end. It looks like a white albino carrot, friend. Get it out there. And it seems to me that a parsnip is like a vasectomy, because your father might snip it. I move right on. I try and get some tickets for HP, but they're gone. And HP, I really don't mean the source. I mean the JK Rowling book, of course. There's the play coming out, and you better get your seating. Otherwise, all the queues be beating. You'll be left weeping when you can't get around. You got no seats that you can't even found. You gotta get online, maybe from the ticket hawkers, and hope the people in the theater ain't talkers. You don't wanna know about the plot. No spoilers, because they make my brain rot. Like, I won't be on Twitter for days, cause I wanna see Spectre. It's the craze to go and see James Bond. Yeah, don't miss it. Although be careful, he's misogynistic. It was said recently by Daniel Craig. He's like, you should go and see Spectre soon today and watch stuff like Christoph Waltz. He's evil, but it's not his fault, because he's got a script. Yeah, it was written. He saw the part. He was like, I'm in love. I feel smitten. Gotta play the bad guy again and again. Why can't I not instead be the perfect gentleman? I feel so nice, so well happy when I sit down and stroke in my cat. See, is he playing Blofeld? I don't know. There's one more thing to do on the BBC show I gotta talk about. Yeah, I can even smell it in the air with the red orange colors on the palette going down smooth like a little lozenge. Looking on the trees and they fall off like a rusty hinge. On the branches, on the bough, I see it turning from summer to autumn. Now it's coming nice. Yeah, the colors ain't whack. I love it in autumn when the clocks go back. There you go.